everybody. Great turnout.
My name's Mark Merrin. I'm one of the lawyers who's brought a case against the city and the county for arresting people who are just trying to sleep outdoors, confiscating their stuff without due process, and giving them a right to reclaim it. We're in federal court. We're in federal court, but it's going to be groups like this and the pressure from the people in Sacramento who care about the plight of homeless people that actually gets the court to make a proper decision. Hallelujah. It's amazing that in this great country of ours, if you're poor and homeless, if you don't have a place to sleep or bed down, and you bed down on public or private property, you're violating the law. If you're dragging around your bedroll, everything you've got in this world, you're not only trespassing yourself, but you're violating ordinances that prohibit camping, prohibit possession of camping equipment on public property. And if you're pushing a shopping cart, it's presumed that you've stolen it. Not only that, but if you're on the bike trail with it, you're violating another ordinance and can be arrested. Add to those violations a law that says you can't urinate in public, you can't jaywalk, you can't be in a public park after 10 o'clock at night, and you can understand why we say that in Sacramento it's a crime to be homeless. Yeah. And how does the city and county deal with criminals? With law enforcement. What does law enforcement do? They tell you to move from here, move from there, just keep on the move. Well, that's why we're in federal court. Because it's cruel and unusual to keep people on the move when there's no place for them to sleep. What we want from the city and the county is adequate housing. But in the meantime, before we have housing, before we have a bed for every head, what we want is safe ground.